What's up, y'all? It's JLP, the host of Mastering Singlehood and Relationships Podcast, coming to you with this brand new episode. Hope all is well with you and your loved ones. And I'm so excited for tonight's episode. Tonight's episode is a word of exhortation. It's as well a reflection, just reflecting on God's, again, faithfulness and just reminding ourselves that God's hand is upon our lives. It doesn't matter what we see in front of us. God is faithful to take care of us, and He is faithful to lead us where He wants us to go. Now, our key scriptures for tonight is coming from 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 3 to 15, and also 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. And I'm going to go ahead as well, read a portion of my book, A Heart Determined, from chapter 9, which is titled God's Invisible Hand. But for short, Invisible Hand. So if you have the book, you're able to read as well from page 83 what I'll be sharing on tonight's episode. Now, before we get straight into the episode, I just want to go ahead and give these quick reminders. Tomorrow evening, we will be having a free webinar, a free singlehood and relationships webinar. And you are able to access this free webinar over at our YouTube channel, Amuna Culture. But prior, please go ahead and register for the free event. You're able to register by following us on Amuna Culture over at Instagram. And by any chance, if you don't have social media, you're able as well to register by going directly to the Eventbrite page and search for us over there. Just type Singlehood and Relationships Webinar. And by God's grace, you should be able to see the flyer and register from that point on. And so, yes, so I'm really hoping for you guys to take advantage of this free webinar. I'm greatly excited to see how God will move in our midst and how God will use this webinar to just really encourage you, especially for those of you who are single, for those who are single waiting for the Lord to bring your future spouse, or for those who are single and, again, you know, you're just not married yet and you're just waiting for the Lord to just confirm to you if you're in the route that you should be in, right? If you are in the path of marriage with the person that perhaps you're currently dating, currently seeing whether this person is potentially, you know, your future spouse or not, God is faithful to just, you know, speak through, you know, to you as you are, again, just tuning in to this free webinar just to see what stages, right, of singlehood are you currently in. Now, without further ado, y'all, I just want to go ahead and get straight into the episode. Tonight's episode is a word of exhortation. It's as well a time of reflection. I just want us to really take this time to remain in a spirit of gratitude and just, you know, focusing on all that the Lord has done for us this far in the year 2023. Similar to last week's episode, we are, again, just focusing on gratitude because I believe, especially as we're transitioning to the fourth quarter, you know, the enemy, and as well as even ourselves within our own flesh, we could tend to, you know, forget the word of the Lord. We can tend to, you know, forget all that God has shown us. Amen. And so it is vital for us to really guard our minds, guard our heart in order for the enemy not to steal away the words that the Lord has given us. And as well as for us to protect ourselves from, you know, sabotaging our own selves from receiving what it is that the Lord has promised us. I still believe that God is faithful to continue to show His glory in our midst this year of 2023. I know in my own personal life, God has moved mightily in certain areas in which He already showed that He was going to be moving. And I believe it's the same for you as well, as you just began to intentionally throughout this new coming month of October, and as well as towards the end of the year, just remind yourself of all that the Lord has done. You will notice that indeed there were certain areas of your life in which He too moved mightily in. And so for tonight's episode, we're going to be focusing on 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 3 to 15. And we're also going to be touching on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. And y'all, I'm also going to be reading a portion of my book, A Heart Determined, from chapter 8, which is titled Invisible Hand. And so for those of you who have a copy of the book, you're able to as well follow with me on page 83. But even if you don't have the book, it's fine. I'll be reading from the book. And I pray and hope that, again, if you're greatly encouraged by what we were able to share from the book, you would be more than welcome to go ahead and purchase your own copy. I believe that this book, God, you know, is able to speak through you, right, or to you as you're reading. For me personally, this book has been, again, just a great tool for me to be reminded of God's faithfulness towards me and for me to continue to press on through and finish my race in the mighty name of Jesus. And so without further ado, y'all, I just want to go ahead and just open my Bible to 1 Kings chapter 19. Again, we're going to be reading verses 3 to 15. And as I'm just waiting for you all to just get situated to open your Bible to the passage, I just want to again let you know this episode again is for me to just show you through this biblical account concerning Elijah how easy it is, even for those of us who have faith in the Lord, can become like, again, just distracted by the cares of life, get distracted by fear, by anxiety, get distracted by certain things that has not happened yet from what it is, again, that the Lord has told us, and as well as from God himself. You know, often when you read scripture, you notice many of the trials that, you know, the people of God went through, not all, but many of the trials or perhaps setbacks or perhaps delayed that they went through is because, unfortunately, they forgot about God, whether indirectly or directly. They forgot about God. They forgot about God's faithfulness. And my prayer tonight is that we would not forget about God. We would not forget about what the Lord has done. And we would not forget about as well God's ability to do the impossible in our lives. And also that we would not forget what God says of us. Sometimes we tend to forget the identity that God has given us, and we end up focusing on what it is that certain thoughts in our mind says about us, or certain people say about us, or even, you know, our view of ourselves depending on where we are in life. And all of these things the enemy too take pleasure in, the enemy use against us just to try to, again, distract us from what truly matters and where God is taking us. Many of you, God has a great destiny on your life, and therefore what the enemy is doing, he's trying to allow you or cause you to focus on certain things that has not happened yet in your life in order for you to miss out on really fulfilling the purpose and the destiny that God has for you. And in this case, we see this with Elijah. In this context, you'll notice that the lady named Jezebel, you can see that the devil again was using this lady in order to try to destroy Elijah and attempt to cause Elijah to live his life unfulfilled. Prior to this time, again, God was doing great things in Elijah's life, but however, she was trying to again cause Elijah to self-abort before his time, and that was never God's will. I want to go ahead and pause right there. For those of you who are listening even now, I want you to know, if you find yourself discouraged, if you find yourself depressed, this is not God's will for you. I'm going to say this again. If you find yourself discouraged, if you find yourself depressed, this is not God's will for you. And you will notice this as we are, again, about to read this account from 1 Kings chapter 19. And I'm going to start with verse 3 all the way until verse 15, and I'm just going to go ahead and just reflect on what we've read with all of you, and then we'll proceed from there. So 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 3, it starts like this, y'all. Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there. While he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, he came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. "I have had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." He looked around, and there by his head was some bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." I'm going to pause right there. And so far we've read from verses 3 to 7. We'll continue. But I wanted to pause right here just to show you how quickly we can go from being confident in the Lord, being, you know, being grateful for all the Lord has done for us, and how fast we can go from that point, right, from being confident in the Lord and all that he has done for us, to now reaching a point of discouragement just because of one negative scenario that has happened, or just because of one negative voice that tries to cloud or tries to, again, silence the voice of God in our lives. This is the same Elijah that the Lord had done great wonders through. And all of a sudden, because he hears of the report that this woman named Jezebel is about to try to destroy him, it's like clearly, you know, his memory was erased. It's almost as if someone took Elijah's memory and erased from his memory God's faithfulness, erased from his memory everything that the Lord did in his life. And this is the same case for us. This is the case for us as well, unfortunately, at times. Because of one mishap, because of one bad day, it's almost as if your memory has completely taken out all the good memories of how God came through for you. You completely forgot the miracle God gave you this year. You completely forgot how far God took you and your family. You completely forgot the sickness that the doctor said was, you know, was incurable, and how God just miraculously healed you of that sickness. You quickly forgot all that he has done for you just because there was one instance as if you felt God's presence was not with you. And if we continue, you will notice that God himself, he shows up, right, to speak to Elijah, to remind Elijah in a special way, like, why are you afraid? Why are you forgetful? Did you not know I am the same God who did those wonders through you? I am the same God who is with you even now. For what reason have you forgotten about my presence? Let's continue to go ahead and read to verse 8. Verse 8 says this: so he got up and ate and drank. It says this of Elijah. And then it continues by saying, strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. Verse 9, there he went into a cave and spent the night. And the word of the Lord came to him. What are you doing here, Elijah? Right? The word of the Lord is synonymous with God himself. Amen. And so God said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? And this is the same thing that God is saying to us right now. What are you doing? What are you doing, right, Sarah? If your name is Sarah and you're listening to this episode, what are you doing, Ezekiel? What are you doing, Greg? What are you doing, Tiffany? And God is saying this because God already sees that Elijah is in a state of depression. Elijah is in a state of tossing in the towel. Elijah is in a state of, again, forfeiting what it is that the Lord wants to continue to do through his life. Because God, again, he holds our times in his hand. He knows the numbers of days that we will be living on the earth. And so when God sees this is the way that Elijah is feeling, he's like, what are you doing? Because in God's mind, he knows he has the best for Elijah up ahead. He knows that Elijah's time has not yet reached its fullness. And this is the same thing that God is saying to you right now. What are you doing staying in bed? What are you doing having this negative self-talk? What are you doing, again, listening to the voice of the enemy more than the voice of the Lord? What are you doing condemning yourself? Huh? What are you doing? What did God say? What does the word of God say? What are you doing living in self-condemnation when, if you, again, approach the throne of God, right, the throne room of God, you approach his throne of grace, you repent of your sins, and you accept the righteousness of Jesus Christ? What are you doing when God is saying, I have given you all that you need to succeed, for I am with you? And so even if other people are against you, even if this trial is against you, even if these challenges are against you, what are you doing staying down? I did not call you to stay down. I called you to get up, and I called you to be more than a conqueror. I called you to finish strong. I didn't bring you this far in this year of 2023 to finish in defeat, for I have already declared over you that I have crowned you with victory, and so live from victory. And so let's continue to verse 10. This is what Elijah replied to the Lord. He said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too. The Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. God is a God who is so funny, y'all. Truly, God has a sense of humor. It's not to say that God was not, again, in this point, being compassionate towards Elijah, but it's just that God in his nature, he does not see us from a low place. He sees us as being more than victors. He sees us as being, again, just blessed in every way. He doesn't see us from a low view. He sees us from a high view. He sees us from a high perspective. And so when Elijah gave him this response, literally in verse 11, again, let's go ahead and read it once more. The Lord himself, he says, go out and stand on the mountain. He literally gives Elijah the complete opposite of what came out of Elijah's mouth. Elijah is giving the Lord, a scenario of wish or a response, telling God, you see, this is the reason why I'm down. This is the reason why I'm hiding. And yet God is saying, why are you hiding for? I'm telling you to get out. I'm telling you to do this. I'm giving you this commission, right? And I love God's character in that regards. And this is what I want to go ahead and share with you on tonight. Again, it is never God's will for you to be discouraged. It is never God's will for you to be in defeat. So if you feel discouraged or defeated, rebuke that, because it's not from the Lord. It's not from the Lord. At times, it's the enemy as well that is causing you to feel this way. And other times, it's just your flesh. Other times, it's just you. Right? Other time is just you. And during those moments, it is critical, it is vital for you to really meditate on the word of the Lord in order for you to see yourself as God sees you, in order for you to be reminded of your expected end, that your expected end is victorious because you are in Christ Jesus. Let's continue. It continues on to say, then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. I'm going to pause right there. So here is God, right? In the latter portions of verse 11, he is just manifesting his power, right? Take a note of that. He's manifesting his power. He's showing all of the things that he is able to do, right? Let's go ahead and go quickly back up to Elijah's previous response prior to God demonstrating his power. Literally, Elijah in verse 10, literally, this is what he says of God. Let me see. I believe it's verse 10. Let's go ahead to verse 10. He replied, I have been very zealous, right? I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. So Elijah describes God as being almighty. Amen. In verse 10. That's how he describes God, almighty, meaning all powerful. And here God, in the latter portion of verse 11, he's demonstrating that he is almighty. He is all powerful. And yet, however, you see here, in the latter portion, not the latter portion of verse 11, but you see here in verse 13, this is what it says. Literally after God demonstrated his almighty power to Elijah, verse 13, this is what it says. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Does that seem like an image of a man who is courageous at this point, or a man who is afraid? He is afraid, but whom he is afraid of? He's afraid of the Lord. But yet God was demonstrating his power, not to cause Elijah to be afraid of him, but to cause Elijah to be confident in the Lord and not to worry again about those who are against him. The Lord wanted Elijah to see, yes, Jezebel is coming to get you, but she cannot prevail because I am Almighty God. I am all powerful. I am the one that is able to make the earthquake. I am the one that is able to make the wind gush, right? I am the one that is able, again, to cause the elements to do my bidding, to cause the elements to do whatever it is that I command them to do, just so that I can be seen as Almighty God, just so as well I can rescue my people from danger. I can rescue my people from those who are against them. And just so I can show you there's more with you than against you, Elijah. And today, this is the same thing that God is saying to us. I am greater than that problem you're facing. I am greater than that temptation you're facing. I am greater than self-doubt or worry. All I need you to do is to be reminded of who I am in your life, that I am your source, that I am your shepherd, right? That I am, again, your reward and your rewarder. And therefore, if you can just be still in my presence, and if you could just bring back to mind everything that I've done for you, then listen, you will be victorious. You will see what it is that I've promised you. Sometimes, y'all, we can get so carried away by what is not in our lives that we forget the very presence of God that has kept us thus far. And for whatever reason, this is what happened to Elijah in this moment. In that moment, he was so focused on Jezebel. It is not because he liked Jezebel, because he knows Jezebel can't stand him, right? But he was just more focused during this time on Jezebel than God's presence in his life. How many of you can admit right now, perhaps you've been focusing too much on something rather than God's presence in your life? And as we're just getting ready to wind up, right, wrap up this episode, I want you to really just self-reflect and be honest with yourself and say, self, have I just been focusing on the promise more than God's presence in my life? And perhaps this is why I feel anxious. Perhaps this is why I feel discouraged. I feel defeated because I feel as though God is not enough for me at this time, or as though God does not know what I need. And therefore, God does not know how to bring to me the very things that I need. Amen. And so I'm going to go ahead and just pause right there. During your leisure, or perhaps during this weekend, or even after this episode, you can continue on and just read to verse 15. But right now, I just want to go ahead and just transition us to now 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 16 to 18. Let's go ahead and just turn our Bible pages there, because truly I just want to share with you, this is your strategy to really remain in a spirit of gratitude, to really remain in the spirit of joy. Because literally, as we're getting ready to transition to the end of the year, the fourth quarter, it is a must. It is truly necessary for us to really position ourselves within this state of mind, just being joyful before the Lord, rejoicing in his presence and thanking him. Because often when you do, you'll notice that the enemy is not able to, catch you off guard. He is not able to cause you to become depressed, to cause you to forget God and all that the Lord has done. And the more that you're immersing yourself in thanksgiving, you're immersing yourself in joy, you're immersing in the peace. And all of this, again, guys, is God's gift to us. It is God, again, will for you to rejoice. It is God's will for you to be peaceful, right? Or to have peace. It is God's will for you, again, to not be fretting about anything, but to know again that he is faithful nonetheless to take care of you. He knows what you need, and he knows how to bring to you what it is that you need. And so there's no reason for you to, again, to cause your worries to overpower you, to cause anxiety to overpower you, because God, again, he sees what it is that you're doing. When you take these, again, actions of faith, and when you decide, again, to remind yourself of the Lord and to spend time with him, he sees it. He notes all of that. And so if he sees it, again, just as he says in his word, I love the scripture and I share it multiple times. And I truly recommend you to highlight it and to meditate on it as well during this time. Isaiah 49 verse 23, the latter portion of verse 23, he says, those who hope in him, they will not be disappointed. And therefore, if you're spending this time to really position yourself to rejoice in the Lord, to give him thanks and praise and adoration that is due to his name, he is, again, faithful to show you he is a God who won't disappoint you. He is a God who won't cause you to be put to shame, right? He is a God who's going to come through for you, just as he has, he came through for all his faithful ones that we read about in scripture. And so if you've already found the passage, First Thessalonians chapter 5. That's amazing. Let me go ahead and just read it out loud. Amen. And I'm reading all of these scriptures, y'all, from the New International Version. Okay. So verse 16 starts by saying this. First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16. It says, rejoice always. Did it say rejoice sometimes? No. Did it say rejoice just when I feel like rejoicing? No. Did it say rejoice when I see there's money in my account? No. Did it say rejoice when I see the breakthrough come in? No. It says rejoice always. Therefore, in every hour of the day, you should be rejoicing, right? You should be glad in the Lord. You should just be rejoicing because, again, this is God's will for you. And then verse 17, it says pray continually. Did it say pray sometimes? No. Did it say pray when I have energy? No. Did it say pray when I have high faith? No. It says pray continually. So the same as rejoice always, God expects us to remain in the atmosphere of prayer at all times. Amen. Because when we do this as well, we're showing God we are dependent on him, right? Just as we hear Jesus when he was saying the Lord's, when he was saying the prayer that we should, again, model after, right? The Lord's Prayer. He says, give us today our daily bread. Therefore, when we say such things, we're showing God we are dependent on him. We're not dependent on ourselves. We're not dependent on the government. We're not dependent on anything, but we recognize he is the source of our lives. He's the one that's given us life. And therefore, we're depending on him to meet our every need. And then verse 18, it says, y'all, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You know, truly, I believe the reason why God even inspired the writers to have written verse 18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus, is not because only, of course, we should, because God is worthy of it, but it's because God knew that when we give thanks to him, no matter the circumstances, meaning even when we have money in the account or don't, if we're able to really give him thanks in every circumstance, it will keep our minds guarded, right, from the tactics of the enemy. It will keep us, again, level-headed. It will keep our focus on heaven. It will keep our focus on God's will. And therefore, when our focus is on God's will, right, when our mind and our heart's focus is on God's will, listen, we'll be less tempted, right, to do things outside of God's will. Amen. It's very hard to see somebody practicing gratitude to now wanting to do something that is ungodly. It's very hard to see that come to pass. And so this is the strategy I would recommend you all to do as we're getting closer, right? Tomorrow is September 30th. As we're getting closer again to enter into the fourth quarter, the final push of this year, I want you to take this as your strategy to fight again. Thoughts of defeat and discouragement, to fight the tactics of the enemy, and even to fight your own self-negative talk, right? There's sometimes like, again, because you're seeing everything that is around you, it causes you now to lose sight of, again, of the word of God, of God's promises. And therefore, in order for you to keep in tune with God's word, to keep in tune with God's promises, you must go ahead and listen to his word, meditate on his word, give him the things that is due to him. The way that you can ease yourself and keep yourself from worrying, keep yourself from anxious thoughts is, again, as we've just read in verse 17 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, is to pray continually. When you're praying, you're dialoguing with God, you're communing with him, right? You're having intimacy with him. But at the same time, God is seeing again that you are bringing your cares to him because you see him as your comforter. You see him as your counselor. You see him as your provider. Amen. And you're not running after other things to meet your needs. As we're getting ready to wrap up this episode, y'all, I just want to go ahead and just leave you with this entry from my book, A Heart Determined, from chapter 8, Invisible Hand, page 83. I'm going to be reading this part. In 2 Chronicles, chapter 30, verse 12, it says, the hand of God was on the people to carry out what the king and his officials had ordered, following the word of the Lord. God's hand will help you carry out great acts. His hand will usher you in the presence of great men and women. For God is spirit, and you, and I can't see his hand with our natural sight, but spiritually it is ever present, working to create in us and for us good things. God's hand is your security at all times. I'll repeat this again. God's hand is your security at all times. He protected you from so much. He'll continue to do so until his word for your life comes to pass. The creator of the universe wants you to succeed more than anyone else. At times we may feel alone, but it's an illusion. Since you were born, God has always been right there with you, and with him, you're not behind in life. If you have given God control over your life, it doesn't matter where you are, you're on track. His invisible hand will never depart from you until you reach your promised land. Keep holding on. You won't fall if you don't let go, and even if you did, he will stretch it out for you to hold on to again. Friend, this is the blessed assurance we have, and that is with God, we can never fail. There is always hope and a reason to live and try again. I pray that you guys were greatly blessed and encouraged by tonight's episode. Know that I'm praying with you and I'm believing for the very best to come to pass in your life as we're getting ready to close out this year of 2023. This year has been a blessing year. I believe so. It has been for you, but for me personally, it has. It's not that it has been a perfect year per se, but truly God again has shown us his faithfulness in every single month, right? In every single day, week of this year. And I'm praying that God will continue to show you his faithfulness in special ways as we bring this year to a close. Don't get discouraged. And again, don't be afraid. Just as the Lord said to Elijah to get up, right? He is saying to you right now to get up. And he is saying this in his loving kindness to you because he knows he has so much more for you than your eyes is able to see right now in the natural. So continue to hold on to the word of the Lord to continue to press on forward until his word comes to pass in your life. And so this was your sister in Christ, JLP. And remember, all things are possible with Christ Jesus. Until next time, peace out. Take care.